Jesus, Heiland, meine Seele, lass an deine Brust mich fliehen, da die Wasser näher rauschen und die Wetter höher singen. Berg mich in den Lebensstürmen, bis vollendet ist mein Lauf. Führe mich zum sicheren Hafen, nimm dann meine Seele auf. Andere Zuflucht hab ich keine, sagen hab ich nur auf dich. Lass, oh, lass mich nicht alleine, hebe her und stärke mich. Nur zu dir steht mein Vertrauen, dass kein Ebel mich erschreckt. Mit dem Schatten deiner Fliege sei mein wertlos Halbfede. Gnade um Gnade, Palästina, sind in dir, o Jesu mein. Lass die Heilung mich bestreben, nimm gereinig mich hinein. Du bist ja das Lebensquelle, die den Durst auf ewig still. Sei der Born in meinem Herzen, der zum ewigen Leben quillt. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe mich. Selig droben wird zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewig lieb. We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths in God's word he has given. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free, fair haven of rest for the weary, how beautiful heaven must be. And heaven no drooping nor paining, no wishing for ills where to be. God's light is forever there shining. How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. Pure waters of life they are flowing, and all who will drink may be free. Rare jewels of splendor are glowing. How beautiful heaven must be. Beautiful heaven must be, sweet home of the happy and free, fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be. The angels so sweetly are singing up there by the beautiful sea. Sweet chords of their green harps are ringing.
How beautiful heaven must be. How beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. How beautiful heaven must be.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He was passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. A country where no twilight shadows deepen, unending day where night shall never be. A city where no storm clouds ever gather. Now this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne upon the glassy sea? To greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. A place where there is no misunderstanding, and from all enmity and strife we're free. No unkind words do wrong, the hearts are spoken. Now this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne upon the glassy sea? To greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. And when at last we see the face of Jesus, before whose image utter love softly, and when they crown Him Lord of all, I'll be there. Now this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne upon the glassy sea? To greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me. And when at last we see the face of Jesus, before our image utter love softly, and when they
crown him Lord of all I'll be there. For this is just what heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throne upon the glassy sea? To greet our loved ones and crown Christ forever. Oh, this is just what heaven means to me.
That's where you and I are living at. Where there is no misunderstanding, you know. We understand. We're in a harmony and unity. We see the same thing, eh? This is just what heaven means to me. A place where there is no misunderstanding. We don't have to debate, you know, about what's right and what's wrong, what religion is and what Christianity is. We got the picture right. And we're just putting it out there, and it's pretty hard to digest when you're brought up in a religious society. It was just like Satan, he hijacks all that stuff. That Hutter, I think, is all hijacked. I read the Fox's Book of Martyrs. There's nothing in there about the Hutterites. Just a little paragraph. And when you look at all these people that got martyred, there's no Mendels in there that got martyred. And then they don't have the last name. I read it twice, the Fox's Book of Martyrs, where it talks about these Christians who butchered and stretched, that the Catholic Church killed throughout the Dark Ages. And what Satan did, he went and hijacked. Now he's built himself a Hutterite empire. Everything is hijacked, you know. Everything is stolen. And he's got these people deceived. And we're the only two people that see the light, that see reality for what it is. And that's what we're doing here. We're taking the covers off. Mm-hmm. It's a charade. It's not real. How can you refuse them now? How can you refuse them now? How can you turn away from his side with tears in his eyes on the cross every night? How can you refuse Jesus now? How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side with tears in his eyes on the cross where he died? How can you refuse Jesus now? How can you refuse him now? How can you refuse him now? How can you turn away from his side with tears in his eyes on the cross every night? How can you refuse Jesus now? Yeah, if it wasn't for Jesus, the whole universe will quit. There'll be no sun, there'll be no moon, there'll be no northern lights, nothing, everything would cease to exist if it wasn't for Jesus, because when you read it right, everything was created because of Jesus. Everything rotates around Jesus. That's why we're not ashamed of Jesus. We're just doing whatever we can to make him important. We can't make him important enough. It's all about Jesus at the end of the day. It's not about religion. That religion stinks. That's Satan's turf. That's Satan's kingdom, that religion. I don't care how well it's dressed up. You can wear all kinds of certain dress code. It's at the end of the day, it's just religion. And what shows it is when people try to be religious with a head covering. I don't believe in a head covering, because the Bible says your hair has been given to you as a covering. Every time you see a head covering, you can tell it's a phony religion. It's a cult. Because you go to the extremity of it. You go to these Muslims, where they got their women just their eyes popping out. They have to have a slit where their eyes are. Otherwise, everything is covered. That's religion for you.
head covering is all just religion. He's, mm-hmm. You go down to the store, you see these haldimans with just a little bit of a head covering, then you can tell they're religious, eh? It's mm-hmm. all religion. It's all diabolic. And the millennium, there'll be none of that garbage that's anymore. Right. That's all it is. I've had my fill of that religious stuff. Yeah, that's why when I was in the colony, I was born in that colony. When I was 20 years old, I left. I ran away. Because I didn't want to know no part of that Hutterite God. That's really, at the end of the day, that's really what it was. I didn't want to know. If that's what God is about, is that Hutterite thing, and that's why I left for 3 years. I was 20 years old. And then after 3 years, the Lord told me to go back home. And I didn't know why. Why would he send me back into a religious cult? And but now I can look back, I can see why. He wanted me back in there, and then learn the trick of the trade, so to speak, and then now we can go back in there and we can tell where it's at. It's a pile of garbage. Mm-hmm. I don't care how good it looks and how religion is it and how many servants they have. Behind it all is the spirit of religion. Satan's carbon copy for Christianity. See, we got the whole nine yards, so to speak. We got their number. And that's why we're exposing them.
That's why it says, for in him we live and move and have our being. And, you know, it's without Jesus, you would not even be alive. You wouldn't move. You wouldn't have no being. Mm-hmm. In him we live, we move and have our being. It's because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We're not ashamed of it. And then we finally find out where freedom is. Mm-hmm. Freedom is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not in religion.
That's right.
That's why we're so free. We're completely unattached, detached ourselves from all that religious garbage. Mm-hmm. I don't care how good it looks. It makes you feel guilty if you're not religious.
That's right. And that's when you talk to people, and that's what scares them. It's because it goes outside of their religious ideology, and that scares people, and that's why they don't want to have anything to do with anybody that comes against their religious ideology.
First thing they ask, where do you go to church? Mm-hmm. Well, I don't go to church. They think you're a very evil man.
That's right.
You tell me you're not going to church. Mm-hmm. I go to church up at the house, over at the house, and then we put it on the internet. That's the church. That's the only church we go to. So that's the bottom line here. It's all about Jesus. And it's not about religion. Religion, I tell you, will get you to hate God. That's the devil's trick. You make it so religious that you actually hate God. I actually hated God. I didn't know God. If God is that Hutterite God, I don't want no part of it. And it took me a long time to realize, hey, that's not a real God. That's a phony God. That's Satan. Behind that Hutterite thing is Satan, just like these Muslims. They're Allah. That's the devil behind that Muslim religion. And these Sikhs, they're even worse. They got pure hatred. But anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I just get something, get carried away. Try to tell people the truth. Heavenly Father, we just want to take a moment in time, Lord, step from everything else, Lord, and just look into your word, Lord. Talk about things that have eternal value. Let us just pray. We want to give you thanks for this another day of life, for your protection throughout the night, for the many things you do for us, Lord. We can't say thank you enough. We can't, so we just offer ourselves to you, Lord, that you will do it as you see fit. Help us, Lord, to express the things we see in your word. And we just pray, Lord, you'll gift it increase. And we ask, Lord, you'll open the hearts of the people, because if you don't open up their hearts, Lord, they're just as blind as a bat, just as blind as we were, Lord. So I pray you take what's been said and use it for your honor, for your glory. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I want to kind of switch gears here a little bit. It's pretty hard for people to believe us because we're not following the trend of religion, so to speak. We want to talk about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And all we ever want in life, we wanted to know it is God. And it says, if you seek for me as one seeks for hidden treasure, you're going to find me. And then I didn't even know you existed prior to 2005. Here you had the same desire that I had. All you wanted to know the Bible, wanted to understand the Bible, and the same with me. Because I read somewhere in there, if you search for me as you search for hidden treasure, then you'll surely find me. And it says, this is life eternal, that they know God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. And I didn't. I didn't know that religious thing will never teach you who God is.
No.
Yeah, I found him in his word. I just kept reading the Bible, and I found the Lord Jesus Christ, and I did exactly what it says. This is life eternal, that they may know God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. That's finally, after a lifetime, we finally got to know this great God. And we found him. Where did we find him? We did find him in that religious thing. We found him in the Word of God, and like once you find him, we can go back and you can sit down with him in Ephesians chapter 1, where God ordained, where God had himself a blueprint, and he did everything perfect in that blueprint, and then he said he's going to see to it that that blueprint is going to be executed exactly right to the T. And he saw, and he predestinated it. He foreknew what we were going to do. He foreknew way back billions and billions of years ago what exactly what we're going to be doing here. Because, you know, he's got to go out there. He's going to send Jesus, and he's going to save us from our sin, and he's going to walk us through by the Spirit of the living God. And he put a desire in me to get to know this God, and he put a desire in me to pray, Lord, that I find my place in Christ. He put all that in there, because he knew here at these closing days of time, he's going to need somebody to tell people the truth. And that's exactly where we are now. We are exactly where he had predestinated us to be before the foundation of the world. It's pretty hard to fathom that great God know all this thing. But that's just what I just finished saying. We got to know this great God is what it says. This is life eternal, that they may know God and Jesus Christ whom he sent. And then, like I say, we know this God. We know exactly how he has functioned throughout eternal path, and how he, whenever since, he made that great council, and he put that big council, that blueprint that he made, and he put it into motion. And that's what exactly what happened. He created angels. And we can walk right through, right when he had that council, there was not one star, there was not one angel, and then he created an angel. And that thing has been flowing, that stream has been flowing from eternity past. And here we're catching then the closing days of time and the closing hours of the great days is over, because we're walking with him. We understand how he functions throughout the scriptures. And now he gave us 2,000 years of grace, and grace age was simply to bring out the bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we told you time and time again, if you've been listening to us, the great days is over, because there was given 2,000 years, and that 2,000 years started when Jesus said, "It is finished," at the crucifixion. And then those 2,000 years of grace, those 2 days that it talks about in Hosea, after 2 days he'll revive us. And here, when the 2 days are done, the 2,000 years of grace are done, then he goes back to revive the Jews. And that's exactly what you see when you open up your eyes and you look out there, and you can see what's going on in Israel, because we found this great God. We got to know this great God and Jesus Christ. And we see, that's why we can talk about that stream, Evisein and Strom, and that stream keeps running. And the grace age is over, it's October the 15th, 2021, and that stream keeps on running. And now, like I say, we're in the week of Daniel, and somewhere in the week of Daniel, and that week of Daniel, it's the restoration of all things. And then Jesus goes off the mercy seat. He's done. The grace age is over. There's no more Jesus out there as a high priest on the seat of mercy. He is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's down here on planet Earth, because we found out in the scripture, we read that blueprint, and we know exactly what's going on with that great mind, where that great plan that God had. He always keeps evolving. Like I say, back then when the crucifixion, that great age that began to evolve, you know, then like I say, it's 2,000 years of grace. And then when that 2,000 years come to an end, and like I say, it came to an end October the 15th, 2021, because we found out through the revelation of that midnight cry. Then keep saying it over and over again, but you have to keep saying it over again, because people are so brainwashed and to think that that religion, that Hare cult and that Amish cult and all these religions out there, they think they're of God, but they're not. They're of the devil, to divert you away from the real thing and from the blueprint that we have. And here we're trying to yank people into reality. This is the reality of it. We are now in the 70th week of Daniel, where God is beginning to restore all things, and Jesus Christ is no more on the high priest position. He has taken off his high priestly garment, and he's now just King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he'll be King of Kings and Lord of Lords throughout the millennium, and then he goes in and brings our elder brother, because it all involves, it's all part of that stream that you and I got to find out through the scripture. And like I say, right now he is King of Kings and he's Lord of Lords, and he's down here on earth because there's silence and heaven somewhere along throughout the eternity. But there has to be that time when there's going to be half an hour of silence, and half an hour of silence, it's exactly about 3.5 years of silence in heaven, because Jesus is not up in heaven anymore. He's down here on earth in spirit form, and if he shows up, and when you go to bed at night or when you throughout the day, if you happen to see Jesus, don't be shocked, because he's down here, and what he's doing down here, he's revealing himself to the Jewish people, because you can read the scripture where they said he comes and reveals himself to the Jewish people once the 70th week of Daniel is on, because they were blinded in part throughout the great age until the fullness of the Gentiles had come in. And then when the fullness of the Gentiles comes in, Jesus goes off to seat of mercy. He dresses himself up as King of Kings, and now he's doing exactly what the scripture says when they laugh. Where did he get these prints in your hands and in your feet? He said he got them in the house, my friend. See what he's doing? He's presenting himself now to the Jewish race. And then finally, all of a sudden, there are a lot of Jews that come to realize that Jesus was that Messiah. Before that, they were blinded in part, but now their eyes are slowly being opened. And you can see, if you only open up your eye, you can see exactly what happened over in Israel. Because Satan, he doesn't want this to happen. So what he sends in these terrorists and all, trying to stop God's program. But God's program is going to move ahead, because he's now, Jesus Christ is off the seat of mercy. The gloves are off now. Jesus Christ is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's taken full authority. When he said on the beck and Calvary, when he said it's finished, everything was finished. He purchased back the planet, the animal kingdom, our salvation. He purchased everything back with his precious blood that he shed on Calvary. And everything that's going, when he's done, everything is going to go back as it was before the flood, or before Adam and Eve fell. And that's right now, he's in the process of restoring Israel, and then after that he restores all things, and it'll take 1,000 years to restore all things. But he is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and if he happens to show up in your bedroom, don't be shocked, because here some time back, about a year or so ago, I went to bed, and I noticed something different. And here I saw Jesus standing in my, right in the doorway, and I've always wondered what I would do if I saw Jesus. And he kind of wondered, because by then I knew already that he's down here and he could show up any time. And he was standing right in my doorway when I went to bed. And many times I thought, what would I ask him? What would I say to him? I couldn't say nothing. I examined myself. What would I ask him? And what would I ask from him? Because I couldn't ask for something, because he's given us more than we really need. Everything shaken down, pressed together, running over. So I couldn't ask for anything in that respect. So I just stayed there, and then right from the depth of my soul, I had to say something. I said, Lord, I want the rights. I want the privilege to be able to work for you. And that's what we're doing. We're working for the Lord Jesus Christ, and what we're doing, we're exposing the unfruitful works of darkness. And then he gave us the midnight cry, and we're telling people where we are in time. And we're telling people what that religious thing is out there. They're so deceived, they're entrapped, these preachers, they're trapped in Satan's prison, and they don't even know it. And because religion has blinded their eyes. And what we're doing here today, Jesus is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he, like I say, he's going to be that way throughout eternity, throughout the millennium.
And we as Gentiles have so much to be grateful for. When you will think of when you want to describe something, like, and you want to find out the best of every category of everything that you know in your life, and you want to describe the very best, you want to describe Jesus, and you would come up with the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father, the Great I Am, the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and Morning Star, and all the names that are above every name you would find to describe Jesus. And we as Gentiles, like, we were alienated from that glorious understanding of God and of everything that pertained to God. We were alienated from that, because when God called out Abraham and he made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that was within the Israeli camp, the glory of God. And like it says here in Ephesians 2:11, "Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles, who in the flesh, who are called uncircumcised, by which that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who had made both one, and had broken down the middle wall of partition between us." So that was given to us as Gentiles when the Jewish nation rejected their Messiah. And then God gave that wealth over to the Gentiles, and through that we were able to be partakers of that glorious divine understanding of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we were partakers of his majesty. If you can only imagine that, being alienated from that and then being accepted into that, and then you cannot begin to praise Jesus enough, and for all that he's done for us, and all bringing us out of that religious system, saving our souls. And when you look back now, like at the time when you look at when you were walking through this darkness, like in the Hutterite colony, and there's all these religious organizations, and you felt that darkness, and you didn't know what's going on, why you feel that way, and you try to come to the light, and then finally God, the Lord, comes by your way, and he saves you, and you start understanding the Bible, and he opens up your understanding to his glorious ways, the glorious ways of God. Mm-hmm. And then when you come to a standstill and you're wondering, there's something still not that you don't understand, and he brings you to the righteousness for your day and hour, to the truth for your day and hour, to the prophetic ministry of Laodicea and then Brother Jackson, and you get to know God even more, mm-hmm. and his ways, and understand what is pleasing to him. And you walk in that, and then people, like, they don't understand you. They don't understand the turmoil that you faced all your life, and then you come to this freedom in Jesus, and then you shed all this religion, all these traditions, and get rid of all those unnecessary weights. And then you come to that understanding, then you can look back and see where God has brought you from, and then you can tell people what it's all about, mm-hmm. and try to free them from this this bondage that's in, because there's only one King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mm-hmm. and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And that religion is hindering people, and that tradition from really coming to that understanding and of who Jesus is.
That's what he said. What it was here. He said, "Your traditions have made the Word of God mm-hmm. ineffective, and it backs everything up." You see, we're just grafted in. Like mm-hmm. it was meant for the Jewish, and then they, like you said, they rejected it, and then he went to the Jews, and he grafted in the Gentiles, and he blinded the Jews in part until the fullness mm-hmm. of the Gentiles had come. We're just tag along. We had actually no rights,
mm-hmm.
like you were saying. We were alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and then the Lord gave us the understanding of salvation, and he brought us to the salvation, and the Lord Jesus Christ, because he said, Jesus, he came unto his own, and his own received him. They rejected him, they crucified him, and then he went to the Gentiles. He came unto his own received him not, but as many as did receive it. That's what you and I, we received mm-hmm. them when we came to the age of accountability. He came by our way, and we received them. Of course, we had to go underground in that hutter, I think, for 40 years of my life. And then here, back in the early 90s, he came by my way, and he said, Sam, let's go. We got some work to do. I want you to go up there, and I want you to start exposing that religious system, the spirit that's behind it. That's exactly what he did, and he's been leading and guiding us for the last 30, 40 years. And now he's got us sitting here doing these daily breads every day, putting it out there, whosoever will. And when he told me to start his website up, he said, I don't even have to advertise. If there's the people out there that have a hunger and a thirst, I will bring them to it. Because I found out, the minute I go and advertise, the minute I go and tell people, it usually always backfires, because he said, if there's a hunger out there, he'll bring them to it. And that's the only way this thing can work, is if people have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God, then God will bring them to it, and they'll find exactly what we see, and they're going to do exactly what the Bible says. Because we're just grafted in, and it says, he came into his own received him not, but as many as did receive, he gave them the power to become. It's a journey, it's a lifelong journey to become a true child of God, because there's so much stuff mm-hmm. that you have to distance yourself from. And the worst of it all is that religious thing out there, because religion is simply just pure satanic. That's what Satan has camouflaged. He has hijacked Christianity, and he has ejected into a spirit of religion. That's what the Catholic Church is. That's why all these churches out there, it's all a spirit of religion. And all that, and a few years from now, 3 years from now, there will be none of it, because it is Babylon is falling. And Babylon, that mystery Babylon, is that religion out there. It's that church. It's that the spirit of iniquity. It's the mystery of iniquity, what the Bible says. But here, and his last time, and his last day, what he's doing, what God is doing, he's taking the wraps off, and all of a sudden we see what this wickedness is all about. The mystery of iniquity is being exposed, and right out there in front of the people, he's taking the wraps off, and you can see that Joe from Cyprus, that Leonard from Delta, they're the spirit of wickedness, that mystery of, it's a mystery of iniquity. That's mm-hmm. what religion is. And the more religious you are, the more wicked you are. And that's all coming out. Mm-hmm. I keep seeing a lot of these preachers, they come out as being a pedophile, abusing young kids. A lot of it hasn't even come out yet. But before he comes, he says, he's going to expose even the intents and the thoughts of the heart. That's why we're exposing all that thing out there mm-hmm. and bringing it out to daylight, because the time has now come when the mystery of iniquity is being revealed. Just that simple.
That's right. See, in religion, there's no spirit and life. And that it takes away your life. In it is death. Like when you will, it reminds me of the AI. A lot of these preachers out there that preach, there's no spirit and life. Like AI, he will just take whatever information is given to him, and then he will roll it out for mm-hmm. you.
And that's AI, really. It's just artificial intelligence. And that's really what people have tapped into is this religion. Mm-hmm. And there's no spirit and life in it. And that's why it's dead. And then when people expose it, they right away want to shut those people down because religion does not want to be exposed. Mm-hmm. Doesn't want to be brought to the light. Mm-hmm. See, when you shine light on something, then it's no more in darkness, and you mm-hmm. can see what it's all about. And that's what we're doing here. We're exposing it. We're revealing what it really is, that it's death. There's no life in religion. And then the people don't like us is because we're exposing that religion. Mm-hmm. We're just shining light on it, like when you take a flashlight in darkness and you put a spotlight on something, that you reveal what's over there in the darkness. And we're just doing that with religion because that's what God walked us through all our lives. That's why I felt such darkness on that Hutterite colony. It was that religion that I was feeling, that bondage. And there's no spirit and life there. It takes life from you.
Exactly right. And here with the Lord, but as here together in his closing mm-hmm. deeds of time, to expose the unfruitful works of darkness. So you and I, it's so simple. But now, how are you going to tell people what took us 40 years to get us to where we are today, and now sometimes we expect them to see what we're seeing. But it'll take practically, once they get over the millennium, it'll take them about 1,000 years before they can really see what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Because they're so brainwashed, and it'll take quite something to tell them what we see. Mm-hmm. Because we sometimes expect them to catch on to it. But like I say, it'll take a long time before they can see what we're seeing. But mm-hmm. in the meantime, that's why God, all God requires now that the grace age is over. All he requires of people out there, if you can only accept that invitation, come as you are, come as many as you want, just come and drink and partake of the things that we're trying to tell you here. Come take and partake of the waters of life freely, whosoever will let him come. He, blessed is he that's been invited to come to the marriage supper. And that's all right now. That's all that's left before that Gulatan comes, before that day of the Lord, before that great tribulation sets in. And now all you gotta do is believe what we're saying and done, and don't worry about nothing. Let the chips fall where they may. Just make up your mind you're gonna believe what we're saying, because believe you me, that's the only thing that's left. If there was anything else, believe you me, I'd be sitting there like back in the days when Brother Jackson was here. All I did, I went to convention 2-3 times here. Everywhere where there was a meeting, I made sure I was there, because that was the meet and do season at that time. And then, as long as Brother Jackson was around, you were saved. You knew that this is where it's at. And then when he goes off to see what God did, he lifted that whole anointing, and now he's going to test each one of us to see what we believe, what we heard, how we heard it. And now all of a sudden, when Brother Jackson goes, everybody and their dog, they come out with a different idea. One guy tells we're in the third day. Another guy said we're after 2 days. This, that, and the other. And completely contrary to the things that we have been taught. But see, the Lord gave you scripture. Remember the things that you've been taught. Remember who you've been taught them from. And hold on to the things that we've been taught. And anybody teaches contrary, just withdraw yourself from them. That's exactly what we did. And like we say, we were blindsided like everybody else. But we stuck with that word, and because that's what we've done all our life, we stuck with that word. That's why we are where we are here today, because we're still sticking with the word of God. And that's why the Lord gave us the insight where we are in time. He gave us that midnight cry, because by now he knows he can trust us. We're going to tell it exactly the way it needs to be said. And right now we're in the week of Daniel, and right now we're only 3 more years before that millennium sets in, and before Jesus comes down and gets rid of Satan, throws him into hell, and everything is in the program. Everything is in that stream. Eweisein and Strong doesn't have a leaf fluid. And it's never quits running. It started running right back there when he created that first angel. And that stream that flows out from the water of life freely, it's like flows right from the throne of God. And here we happen to tap into it, and we're now living where Jesus Christ is down here on planet Earth, in spirit form, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. His job at the seat of mercy is over and done with. He's no more on the seat of mercy. Now the gloves can come up. And you're going to see how he's going to finish off these Democrats in the state. You're going to see how he's going to finish off these terrorists over in Israel. Everything is going to go towards the positive because Jesus Christ is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And you're going to see how he's going to destroy these Leonards and these traditions and these how they keep the people blinded and just to hold on to their stupid traditions and their organization. Mm-hmm. It's all going to fall by the wayside. It's just going to evaporize.
That's right, because when Jesus said it is finished on the cross of Calvary, he said it is finished. And you know what? That set that whole thing in motion. It wasn't. It's going to take a process until it's all completed, mm-hmm. that redemption process. But it's all going to be redeemed back to God. And when you will look at it, redeeming it back to God, you cannot present God with religion.
Mm-hmm.
You can't present God with tradition. So all these things will have to be conquered. And he, like you said, he's no more on that mediatorial position. He's mm-hmm. no more interceding on that position there. He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I could actually see myself crowning Jesus King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that's the position he is now because of being in that transitional period in the week of Daniel and then going into the millennium where he will rule and reign with a rod of iron. And it is all to conquer everything that is not of God
mm-hmm.
and bring it back under submission and into a place where at the end of the millennium it can be handed back to God, and God will then become our all in all.
Amen to that. It's a very simple program, mm-hmm. very simple for you and I to understand, because, like I said, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered in the hearts of men, but God has prepared for them that love it. But, to you and I, God has revealed these things by His Spirit. That's why we can, because we've been, these things have been revealed by His Spirit. That's why we can now say Jesus is out to see the mercy. He's down here. And because we know that by His Spirit, He says He's going to reveal these things by His Spirit, that we know all things. We know the mind of Christ. That's why we say He's down here now, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. There's silence in heaven for the space of about 3.5 years. And then when once that rapture happens, then there's no more silence in heaven. Because now the bride and the Lord Jesus, we're all going up to glory and going to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's all a process. It's all a part of that stream. For you and I, it's so simple to understand because we have the mind of Christ. He's been given us the understanding of what's going on. He's given us the understanding where we are at time. And once you know where you are at time, all you got to do is open up your Bible and read the blueprint. But here's the key. You got to know where you are at time. You can't go back and build an ark because that time is over. We're right now here in the week of Daniel. And everything happens in the week of Daniel, the beginning of the restoration of all things.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll take 1,000 years to do it all.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before You, give You thanks, Lord, for Your Word, Lord, for the things that You have allowed us to see in Your Word. And we know that Your plan of creation of man has been 6,000 years, that You've given the Old Covenant, and You give us the grace age, Lord, the 2,000 years. And we know we're out of that period of time in the week of Daniel. And we're going into that day of rest, that millennium kingdom, reign of the Lord Jesus Christ, where everything will be brought back to You. So we just want to help people to understand and help them to get to know You and Your Word, Lord, and bring them out of this religion, out of this tradition, and into a freedom in You, Lord, and serving You in spirit and truth. We just want to give you thanks for all things. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.